first off, you know, I just gotta hand out a few thank yous, man. Truthfully, the whole Bears organization, man. Phil Emery, you know, Coach Mark Cromer, Cliff Stein, Chris Ballard, man. I appreciate, you know, the effort and the hard work that you guys put in with, you know, with my agent Rich Rosa to get this deal done. I'm excited about this opportunity, man. You know, I appreciate New Orleans and what they done for me my first 6 years, you know, giving me an opportunity, kind of, you know, taking it slow with me for a little bit. But, you know, change is good sometimes. You know, this is just another part of life, another chapter. So fire away. You can barely put it into words. There's nothing like, you know, taking that journey and holding that trophy up and getting that ring, man. I've never won any kind of championship in high school, college, until I got with the Saints, and I had the opportunity to start and contribute a little bit. You know, that was my first season really playing. So, you know, it was some ups and downs, but at the end of the day, you know, we had a good team and we had a good locker room. And, you know, that's important to me, you know, going forward. And that's why I thought this place was a great fit. There's so much history here in this organization, you understand? So, and they have, they have a good team, good defense, good offense, good special teams. You know, I was excited about the opportunity to, be on another, you know, high-powered offense. You know, our offense in New Orleans, you know, we got a lot of, I guess, shine, you could say. And I'm looking forward just to coming here, doing my job, you know, to the best of my ability. You know, it's not always going to be pretty, but at the end of the day, you know, we just have to continue to fight and keep our eyes on the prize. And I'm excited about this opportunity. Probably give him a lot because he's probably a major factor of, you know, why I'm here. You know, we established a good relationship over the last 3 or 4 years. He's worked with me. He's seen the lows. He's seen the highs. He's familiar with me. I'm familiar with him. So when I found out, you know, this is one of the places, you know, I could end up, it was a no-brainer, you know, after we went through the process. True, it's pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. The process has been, it's been quite a journey, man, but it's a blessing. I mean, that's pretty much how I can put it. I come into work every day with the same mindset. Whatever I got to do to try to get my job done. Like I said, it's not always going to be pretty. I'm going to try to, you know, study as much tape as I possibly can, get to know my opponents, and try to keep them off my quarterback. You know, that's really pretty much how I go into work every single day. I'm trying to open up a hole. I'm trying to give them a second longer to throw this ball. So that's what it's all about. I just want to have success. Nothing feels better than winning. The thing about us, man, we always played together, you know. We were very comfortable with each other. You know, we were a very tight-knit group of guys, and we wanted to see the next person succeed, you know, and that's offensive line. We want to see the receivers do well. You know, it's all just a trickling effect. And the fact that, you know, we've had success, he's got quite a few players, you know, a little bit of money here. So, you know, for him, that's just a hats off to him, to the dedication and the hard work that he puts in. And you know, and we kind of feed off that. And that's what I'm, you know, mainly looking forward to. You know, when you're jumping into a new situation, you know, you got all kind of feelings going inside, you know, all through your body and all. But at the end of the day, I'm looking forward to meeting these guys, playing together with these guys, fighting for these guys, and getting these W's, man. That's what it's about. And, you know, you like it when the ball's gone, you know. But at the end of the day, man, different games are going to take different shapes, I guess you could say. You know, some games, it just depends on the defense, depending on whatever looks you get. You know, sometimes you got to hold a little longer. Sometimes, you know, you can let that thing go. It all depends on how their defense looking, what kind of scheme they're playing. You know, it's a lot that goes into, you know, a quarterback and his reads and the offensive line that, you know, knows when to play a three-step, five-step, seven-step, or you got to know when your help's coming from. You got to know all these things. You know, you can't just go out there and be an individual. If this is an individual game, you know, I try to take up golf, and I'm really not too good at that. But, you know, we got to play as a team and understand, man, that it's going to be positive, it's going to be negatives in this season. But, you know, we have to come together, and we got to get this thing done, you know. good quarterback, man. I'm excited about it. You know, he's a fiery type of guy, and you got to have that. You know, some people show it in different ways, and that's cool. You know, we just everybody has the same common goal.
And have you talked to him yet?
Yes, we communicated through text last night. He reached out to me, which I was very appreciative of, and just pretty much the same thing. He said to Martellus that you know, excited about the opportunity. Extended a helping hand with whatever I needed. I talked to a couple more guys. They reached out to me as well. So, you know, initially I didn't put my phone down until like 11 p.m. and that's because I had to, you know, because I needed to get some sleep because I didn't want to miss all this. But, you know, I in the midst of all that, you know, I heard from Brandon Marshall. He called me. I heard from Garza. Forte, I had met him a couple years ago in the Pro Bowl, but he had reached out to me. So, that makes you feel good. You're going through a whole new process, not really knowing what you're really getting yourself into, but then you got guys on the team that's reaching out to you. So, you know, that makes you feel good. I think anytime you line up on Sunday, it's high expectations. You know, at the end of the day, you really can't worry about people's opinions. You got to worry about, you know, playing for the guy beside you, you know, making sure that that when we step up, you know, across that line, that we're comfortable, that we're ready to go, and we have each other's backs at the end of the day. We have to play together, know the schemes. For the most part, you know, I could tell you what every other person on the line was doing. So, you know, when you're knowledgeable like that about the game, you know, it kind of, when you know where your help's coming from, when you know, okay, I'm solo right now, I'm by myself, I can't be too aggressive, you know. I can't go out and do some of the things that I want to do. You know, you just got to know things like that. And I'm excited about just, you know, getting in here and learning the offense. I don't know how the offense is going to be. I know we're going to take some things from New Orleans and probably, you know, incorporate some things from here. But, you know, I'm excited about working with Chrome again, man. No, honestly, I was a 1AA kid. I had, you know, dreams and aspirations of getting drafted, but the fourth round was a big deal to me. It's a big deal to, you know, everybody back in Towson and especially in King George, where I'm from, in Virginia. So in the fourth round, that was like, in King George, that's like number one pick. So I was cool, you know. I've never been like really one of the vocal type of people. That's just not in my personality. I guess you can say the way that I'm going to try to lead is coming to work and putting in the work in the classroom, on the field. You know, if I'm struggling with something, which I do every single year, you know, there's a lot of things that I got to deal with, moves I got to deal with, or things that I'm trying to, you know, get accomplished. I'm gonna fight to get those things better. And Chrome has been there to see that every single year. You know, so that's what I'm most excited about. I'm most excited about coming here and playing for this historic organization.